Welcome back to Sisters from Different Mistas.
Episode 2.
Episode dos.
What? You know what we should do
one
day for the pod, or the video pod? We should have you seen the TikTok trend where it's like, bring random things from home?
No, but I'm down.
Mackenzie.
The shit I could bring.
People are bringing urns.
Oh, no.
It's so funny to me.
I'm pretty sure we have a human and an animal one at home.
Oh!
No, we don't have a human one. I'm a dumb bitch. Why would we have a human one? It's buried. At his plot. Never mind.
So is my wait. No, I have some of his ashes. But his majority of ashes are in the ground.
Yeah. Or they should be, probably. I feel like it just leaves it to... Something bad could happen.
Right. Like leave it there.
Yeah.
Don't touch it. Don't dig it up. Nothing. People that dig up, like, plots are wild to me.
Yeah, it has to be some, like, condition. Like, oh,
like, yeah, they... Dahmer.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, seriously. How have you guys been since we last chatted?
It's been, like, a week.
How you doing? Are we surviving?
Barely.
Yeah.
I got warm coffee. You think they put milk in here?
It's supposed to be iced. Yeah.
First of all, I went to Starbucks this morning, and I, like, ordered my usual, the chocolate cream cold brew.
Why don't you just have me make you one here?
I know, you should.
You could have made you one.
Well, you decided to have a baby, so now you're gone. So, like, it's
I couldn't have kept him in any longer, Brie.
I'm just here by myself.
He had to come out eventually so I can get back to normal.
They, like, put salt or caramel in here.
Oh.
And I was like, this does not taste like chocolate.
Mm-mm-mm.
Rude.
That's why you should have had me make it.
True. That's why you should have had Kaisen earlier.
Bring
him My with bad. You. I will watch him while you make me coffee.
Okay, I'll bring him in.
I don't know why babies...
Are you working tomorrow?
Yep.
So am I. I take Kendall to school. I take Kendall to school at 9.
Perfect, I'll be here, probably.
Fuck, I can't bring him, though, because I have clients.
That's right.
Yeah. But I will come and make you a coffee.
Okay. What was I going to say?
Wow, that was a tangent. If I ever heard one.
That was wild. What was I going to say? We were talking about babies.
Before babies? Urns.
Oh, babies? Whoa, no. Babies always poop on me.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Kaisen pooped on me. Mm-hmm. First time I held him.
Yeah.
My little cousin, so my cousin's baby, I was like, please don't poop on me. And they were like, no, he's fine. Totally pooped and peed all over me. The pee soaked through.
Oh.
It was on my pants. It was cute, though, because I was like, damn.
At least it's not no diaper getting. Like, projectile shat at.
Does that happen?
Yeah.
Does it go flying?
Oh, yeah.
No way.
Oh, yeah. It comes out with a force, Brie. A force, bro.
May the fourth be with you.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
This episode, we're going to talk about my birth story.
I'm terrified.
I'm excited. I love talking about birth.
I don't know.
I think if I ever do get my RN, I'm definitely going to want to be in labor delivery.
Really?
I love birth.
Put me in the ER. Give me a cut off limb.
But you can't do blood.
No, I can. Can't do boogers. I can't
handle your own blood.
I can't have needles.
But you can't. Could you give someone else?
Needles? Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I just can't have them in my body.
Yeah. I can't do the ER stuff. I don't want to see a compound fracture.
Give me a head bashed in.
No, absolutely not. See, I don't want brain matter.
Oh, I love it.
No.
Love it.
I'll fucking be. Covered in afterbirth, but don't give
never. Mackenzie, don't ever say that ever again. I just found out that babies, I think from, like, us talking about birth and me, like, researching it on TikTok,
yeah.
I'm getting the craziest lotus births. Wild. I found out that you can request to not have your baby wiped off after birth.
Oh, and, yeah. That goo and the white stuff.
It, like, stays on them. And people just leave it on their babies until it falls off. Like, until it gets crusty and fluff.
Absolutely not. See, I'm not... I think that's, like, real crunchy moms. I'm not that.
At this point, give me a cavy wipe. And I will wipe down my own baby.
Not on your newborn. Immediate cancer.
Gotta wipe it.
Oh, my God.
Ugh.
No. Okay. Where should I start?
Okay. I want to know from, like, when... The water broke. Or you got induced.
Yeah, my water was broken for me, so.
Okay, start from when they called and they were like, come in.
Okay, okay. So that was Sunday night.
Wait, April, why did they call you in again? 6th. They called you in early because...
So how inductions work now at this hospital is they'll call you like that morning that you're supposed to be induced. So I'm being induced on April 7th. It was a Monday.
Okay.
That was when I was 39 weeks. The reason I was being induced was because, one, I was high risk. Two, he was measuring significantly bigger than what they were wanting. And that was really it. So because of the risks of complications with a big baby, they wanted to induce me at least 1 week early because they say basically a 39-week is basically like a 40-week. Like there's not much more developing they're going to do. So they told me that they'd call and schedule my induction that morning. They would call me and tell me what time to come in because they didn't want to have me just like sitting around all day waiting for a room. So they would call me, let me know like what the schedule looks like, when I could be induced that day. So I was expecting that day to get a call. So we went about our normal Sunday. Like Kendall had ballet. We went, hung out, had lunch, everything. We get home. We're getting ready for bed now. It's like 8 o'clock and I get a call from them.
Oh, they called you that late?
Yeah, 8 p.m. saying, dang. Hey, do you think you could come in at 11 p.m. tonight for your induction? And I was like, oh shit, that's 3 hours. Sure. So I like yelled to her. I was like, hey, start packing. Like we're going tomorrow morning now. And I was basically all packed. Trey needed to pack his stuff, and then we were good to go. So we get ready. Kendall goes to bed. I told my grandparents, like, hey, we're going to get induced, so, like, you're going to watch Kendall from 11 p.m. on. We leave. We go to the hospital. We get there about, like, 11:05. Get checked in, and I was expecting to wait a while for a nurse to, like, come out and get me and, like, get me in a room. Right. Because I had someone else I knew had delivered their baby a week before at that same hospital. They, same thing, the day before were asked to come in. Hey, can you come in at midnight? Didn't get into a room until 5 a.m. So she just sat out waiting in the waiting room.
Call me at 4:50.
Yeah, I would have been pissed because you're tired. Right. You're exhausted. And then you want me to labor for like a day and a half? Absolutely not. Yeah. So they call me. They take me right away, take me back, get me a nurse. It was great. They get me into a room. I'm like all hooked up to my IV from the jump. What's a shit show. It was a mess. So she's looking at my hand, my nurse, to give me my IV. And my anesthesiologist is in there too with her. And he's giving me the rundown of the epidural, which I'm like, this is my third rodeo. Like,
right,
you know, just rapid fire that info at me, but
say for legality, but like that's it.
Yeah, I'm getting it. I don't care what risks there are, but like I'll let you know when I want it. And he looks at my hand too, and they're like, oh my gosh, your veins are perfect. They were so excited for my I guess I have like really good veins. So she gets everything prepped and ready, and she's like, gonna go start my IV. She does it. And they also needed to do labs. So she like puts one of those little tubes on the end of the IV, like the needle.
Like the little catheter thing?
To catch the blood. And nothing comes out. And I'm looking at it.
Oh, wait, like
it.
The tube?
Like the, yeah, like that little thing that you attach to, like, you know, when you get your blood drawn and you have to do labs?
Like a little beaker?
Yes, yes. So she sticks that on, and nothing comes out into it. And I was like, shit. She does not have my vein. And this woman is just digging in my hand, trying to get it. And I was like, queen, it's not working. So the anesthesiologist is like looking over her shoulder at my hand. And he was like, do you want me to try? And she gets so annoyed. It was so uncomfy. And she's like, sure. And she gets mad and like throws her hands up a little bit and walks away. And I was like, oh my God. So she leaves hers in my hand, and he gets a whole new little setup done.
Wait, so now you have that one still in your hand?
So
no one
took
it out?
I have hers in my arm.
Okay, okay.
And he comes in, and he like removes the tourniquet, and he's like, okay, 1, 2, 3, boop, in, done, perfectly fine.
Beautiful.
But immediately he has to like apply pressure to my vein and like where the catheter just went in because blood is spewing. It's like coming out because there's nothing attached to like catch it. I don't know what's happening. It's a bloody mess. So Trey's watching. I'm trying not to watch because I'm trying not to make it seem like I'm like hovering over what's happening with my hand.
The way I would have been like, go ahead. Do it.
Right next to your face.
Do it. I want to watch.
So, they finally get it. They get it together. They, like, got everything ready. They remove my other one. Trying to get that one to stop bleeding. And then, finally, my IV is good. I, like, flip my hand over, and it's covered in blood.
Okay.
I look down on the side of my bed. There's just blood everywhere on the floor. I was like, oh my gosh. I was bleeding a lot. It was gnarly.
The fact that you just laughed about that is wild.
So that we were off to a great start.
I feel like I'd be okay if I saw blood spewing out of me, because, like, mm-hmm. I'm in the perfect place to bleed out.
Yeah.
But the needles and that little plastic rubber thing that they
Dude, the catheter was pretty gnarly.
Do they have to put it in your hand? I remember asking, but I don't remember what you said.
With Kendall, they put it right here on my wrist. With the surrogate, they put it in my arm.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Needs to be in my arm.
You could probably, like, tell them. I think that they, because it stays in you until you leave the hospital. So you have it in you for, like, two days at the least.
God, I can't. I can't even leave it in for, like, an IV bag.
Yeah. So they want to put it in somewhere where it's not going to get, like, it's not going to bother you. So in the crease of your arm.
Anywhere on my body.
Decapitate that body part and remove it for the time being.
I'll drink it. I'll drink it at this point. Morphine, Colt, put it down my throat.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Oh, God.
So I think they try to put it in a place where it's, like, you're not bending and it's, like, getting affected. But, yeah. Yeah, so once the IV debacle was done, it was smooth sailing until my epidural. They go to do my epidural.
So I don't think I remember this.
I don't know if I brought this up to you. So they go... They do I should have looked it up before, the medication that they give you that they insert, it's like a little pill they insert into your cervix to get labor started.
Not Pitocin.
No, that they also gave me, but that's not what this is called. I can't remember. So they give you the pill to start labor. They insert it into my cervix. They let me go for a little bit, like nothing really happens. And I'm like, oh, okay. Then they come back in and they're like, do you want us to start Pitocin? And I'm like, yeah, that sounds great. And so they were warning me. They were like, when we start Pitocin, sometimes it can speed things up tremendously. Like, you'll go from 0 to 10 in, like, a matter of an hour. Like, it could happen really, really fast. Would you like to get the epidural? And I was like, yeah, when I get the Pitocin, I'd like the epidural. So they come in. They give the anesthesiologist. He comes back in. It's the same guy. He's super cool. But he comes in, and he comes in with an older woman. To give me my epidural, there was, like, two of them working together. I don't know
why. This was the same anesthesiologist?
Yeah, the same guy who gave me my IV. So he comes in. They're, like, getting me prepped. My nurse, the first time when I had Kendall, was an angel. Because everyone has to leave the room. Like, you're not allowed to be in there.
They kicked me out.
Yeah. So Trey had to leave. With Kendall, when they did it, it was COVID, but the woman had me, like, hug a pillow. She was talking me through it. She was tapping my arms as he was, like, administering everything. So when he started, like, numbing me to when they, like, gave me my epidural, like, she was, like, tapping me to, like, distract me. You know when you get Botox and they give you, like, that little thing to, like, put places? It was like that, but she was doing it for me. An angel. This nurse I had couldn't give two shits how I was sitting.
Was it the same nurse?
Yes!
Oh, no.
Could not give two shits if I was comfortable, if I was feeling it. If I was going to move during a contraction while he was giving it to me, like, I felt not secure whatsoever. So they get me to the, she gets me to the edge of the bed, or she, like, I have to, like, sit back on the edge of the bed. So he's, like, right there.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And I'm, like, hunched over and I have to, like, relax my shoulders, do all these, like, weird things, right? So he goes to start giving me, to, like, start doing it. It was, I've always said the epidural is, like, nothing. This one was something.
That's why you didn't tell me. Because I said that's the scariest thing.
Yeah, it was something. I don't know what it was. At one point, he was, like, trying to get it. And the lady that was with him was talking about, like, redoing it. And I was like, I swear to God, if you have to restick this thing in me, I might lose my shit.
He used his luck on the IV.
Literally. I'm like, what happened, bro? I know it's a much bigger needle, but come on.
I was rooting for it. I'm sorry. Much bigger needle, as in gauge?
It's, like, this long.
Okay. I didn't know that something stays in you.
It's
like
a catheter.
Little wire.
It's a catheter to keep administering the medicine. That part, nothing. You don't feel at all.
Even when you're laying on it?
Yeah, you don't feel it at all.
You promise?
Yeah. The weirdest part is, like, okay, so they, like, tape the cord to you, like the catheter. They tape it to you. So when they start giving you the medicine, you feel it like externally on your back.
I'm gonna need to wax my back.
Like, yeah.
I'm not.
No, you for
I'm
sure do.
not.
You for sure will
I
want to
really
wax your
don't.
back. Because that tape that they tape your entire back where it's at. And like wherever the wire goes, they're taping. It was taped
Oh,
to my
that's kind of cool
thigh.
though, so
It
that way
was
you don't rip it out.
yeah. Oh yeah. I had my catheter taped to my inner thigh so that didn't get pulled out. Yeah. Which she gave me my catheter
Wait,
after I
your
got my
hoo-ha
epidural.
catheter?
Yeah.
You have to have a catheter?
Yeah, when you have an epidural because you can't get up to
Oh my God, there's so many things I didn't know.
pee.
Why did I think my sister just held it the whole time?
Nope, she did not. She was peeing into a
Do you
bag.
feel that? Do you feel the catheter being put in?
Yeah, because the girl did not wait for my epidural to work.
Oh, they wait until your epidural works?
Normally, it like
Hopefully.
happens pretty fast. Like you start to feel it. No, I was still feeling stuff. He was like touching my leg, touching my leg. He's like, "What are you like asking? Like, do you feel like a cold?" He takes a little wet wipe and asks me if I feel like it being cold. And at one point, you like stop feeling the cold, so the numbness is working. But shit, homegirl did not, my nurse did not wait for my epidural to be like fully working. So I was feeling that catheter get put in. But it wasn't awful. It just wasn't ideal. It wasn't comfortable. So they do the epidural. They do the catheter. The doctor comes in and like okays on the Pitocin, and then she starts my Pitocin. They do two doses of my Pitocin. So they give me one. We wait a few hours. They come in, they give me another one, and I'm at like a 4.5 at this point. So they're like hoping things speed up.
Did they already break your water?
Yes, so she came in, my doctor came in and tried to break it, and I don't know what was going on. I didn't look to see if there was like a tool or anything that she was using either, because it was kind of scaring me. I don't know if they use their hands or there's like a, I'm pretty sure it was like a tool.
Like a needle?
Not a,
Oh, probably not a needle.
yeah, I don't know what it was that they used. I don't know.
Kyson comes out and septum.
He has an eyebrow piercing. But she like wasn't able to like break my waters. So there was no gush. There was no nothing. I was like leaking a little bit, but nothing crazy. So she's like, "I think I did like a good enough hole, and it'll like slowly, like your water will like slowly start breaking." And I was like,
I heard there
"Okay."
was like a hole.
There sometimes is. With the surrogate, my water broke. I was fucking puddles everywhere.
Whoa.
Kendall, I leaked. I never had a point where I like needed a pad. Kyson or surrogate, I needed a pad. Like I was filling out my form before they like take you back to triage, and I was soaking their chair. I was like, "Do you have a pad I could sit on? Like I'm drenched." I was in leggings like this, and it was like soaked down to my kneecaps. Yeah, like your water, it's crazy.
I heard that like the amniotic fluid needs to be there because once you're once you, I think they said this to my sister because her water broke like early in the morning and they were like, okay, he doesn't have any amniotic fluid like in there, so it's kind of dangerous, I guess, because they don't have the fluid that they've been living in, and
Yeah.
he wasn't like she wasn't dilated to where he was ready to come out, so they were like kind of watching him type of thing because he was
Oh.
in there just
Chilling.
dry.
Just a dress.
He was out there freaking drying up. Ugh.
That's interesting. Yeah, I don't know how that all works.
I could have made that up. Could have made that up.
It could have been very true. I don't know.
I don't
I'm
know. I
not.
was terrified.
Yeah, it's crazy. So she kind of like ruptured my water, and I was leaking a little bit, but not a ton, anything like that. So they finally come in, because at this point we're like now day shift. So my night shift girl went home, my day shift girls get there, and I have two nurses, and they were really sweet. One of them comes in, and his heart rate kept dropping, and they were like dipping, it was dipping. And so she comes in, and she's kind of, you could tell, like stressed. So she like tries to move the monitor that's on my belly to like get his heart rate, and she can't get it. And so the other nurse comes in, and she's like down looking at the page where my
Oh,
heartbeat is
yeah.
monitored, his heartbeat's monitored, and like the contractions are monitored. So she's looking at that, and she's like noticing his heart rate dipping and stuff. So then they call in the doctor, and the doctor comes in, and they're like, "Yeah, like his heart rate, it just keeps dipping, like I can't really get it." And so then they like turn on all the lights. They're like, "Okay, mom, like we're gonna have you move a couple positions, because like I don't really like how his heart rate is dipping. Like I don't like how it looks." And I'm like, "Okay." So she like has me flip to one side, then has me flip to another side, because during my labor process he like favored one side. Like I'd lay
Okay.
on one side and his heart rate kept dipping. I would lay on another side and his heart rate would like kind of like
Oh.
steady, become steady. And so there was like nothing. They flipped me to one side, then they flipped me to the other side. It got worse. They had me lay on my back, and it was just a whole thing. So the doctor comes in and she's like, well, let's check her. So they check me, and I'm at a 10. I was at like a 9.5, or almost like I was like fully complete. So she's like, oh, that's why. He's like dipping into the, like, he's like dipping into the canal. Yeah. He's like getting ready to come out. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So they, it was like super fast. I have like 3-4 doctors around me, my 2 nurses with me. They're like calling everyone in now. So like the NICU team's coming in because he's early.
The way,
girl, it was
my
a lot.
Heart would have been pounding.
Yeah.
And you can't feel any of this.
I can't feel it. No, like physically.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. So I have my, put my legs in the stirrups, and they start having me start pushing. So they're like, okay, you're, when you feel like you are like going to have a contraction, start pushing. So I do. And they're like, okay, push, count, I stop. And then like, okay, back into it, push, count, I stop.
They count?
Yeah, they're like, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4.
For like how long you're supposed to be pushing.
Yeah.
Oh my
gosh. And then, so then they like have me stop, and they're talking, and I can hear it, obviously. They're like right at my feet, and they're saying how he's like stuck, which okay. was one of the complications that they warned me, like my doctor had warned me about. So he gets stuck. He has like the shoulder dystocia, and they said he was stuck on like a lip of mine. Like I had like a little lip in there that
I
they
wonder
were
if
trying.
It's like your bone.
Bone, yeah. So
is that where his shoulders just stuck, or mm-hmm. is he twisted, or
no,
like what?
His shoulders were like just couldn't come out.
Oh, because he was big ass mm-hmm. baby.
So, which he wasn't even like as big as some people have, which is crazy. So he gets kind of stuck. Obviously, I can't see anything, and I'm like sitting there like pushing.
Did
every...
you have the mirror come down?
No, they didn't do the mirror this time.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
I would.
No. I think I would have freaked out because yeah. then, so they had me pushing. Trey said that one of the doctors was yanking the shit out of Kyson, trying to get him out.
Like, I'm surprised Trey didn't go and freaking
knock her out. Yeah, I'm surprised too. So she's pulling, and one of the doctors, like, I guess stopped her, was like, okay, like, that's enough. It's
that's
like, that's not working.
That's how that one baby's head came off.
Dude.
That's wild.
Yeah. So she was yanking him, and the doctor was like, stop. That's not working. And I heard her say that. I didn't know why, but Trey told me afterwards that he was like, no, that doctor was yanking the shit out of him. And I was like, oh, fuck, okay. So then another doctor comes to my side, and she's on my right side. And she just puts, like, she's going to do, like, CPR compression, like, chest compressions, but on my pelvis, just starts pushing as hard as she can on my pelvis.
Can you feel that?
No.
Oh, thank God.
But, girl, after, when that epidural wore off, holy shit. My pelvis has never been in so much pain. Like, pregnancy pelvic pain times, like, 100.
I heard that sometimes they'll, like, crack your...
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think they cracked it. I feel like I might have been in a lot more pain, but it was more, I mean, like, up until, like, a week ago, 2 weeks ago, it was excruciating in bed. I couldn't, like, lift my legs to put my underwear on. Yeah. It was bad. It was gnarly. I had to sit down to, like, do any, like, put my clothes on for, like, 2 weeks after I had him.
I think I'm better as an aunt.
It's a beautiful thing, Grace.
I don't know. None of this sounds beautiful except that the epidural worked. That's the best part.
Yeah. So, she's pushing on it, on my pelvis, and that, like, he finally comes out. Like, they get the head out, and Trey's like, babe, you got it. Like, he's right there. You got it. He's almost there. And they're all like, you got it, mom. Like, he's coming. Like, keep pushing. And so I pushed him out, and like, we were able to get him out without any other complications.
Trey was like rooting you on.
Oh yeah. He's the best. He should be like a motivational, like, deliverer.
They like play him.
Yeah.
In the loudspeaker.
Yeah.
Girl,
he's like
this.
So supportive. He's like, go babe. He's like the best, like, support person in delivery.
Love that.
And he also is, like, very good advocate, too. Like, things were happening, and he was like, what does that mean? Like, he was like, because obviously they're not going to stop and explain yeah. everything in layman's terms to you, because that would just take too much time.
Right.
And it's, like, they're in, like, critical, like, we got to act fast kind of situations. But he was, like, if they were doing things, or, like, they were, like, talking to each other, he's like, what does that mean? I need, explain that
right.
to me. Like, can you explain that? And so he did that a few times, which was nice. because I won't speak up and advocate for myself like that, but like he will. He'll be like, what is that? What does that mean? Yeah.
Good thing Kyle doesn't have to give birth, because the way I'd be like, move! Let me in there!
Yeah. For you. Yeah. Literally, dude. So, yeah, so then they get him out. He comes out very blue and purple, and he has his cord wrapped around him. So they get that all fixed. They put him on me.
I wonder if that's why he was dipping.
Probably.
Oh, God.
So I didn't realize that they probably told me at some point that this is what they were going to do, but because they couldn't get his heart rate on the monitor, on my external, like, belly monitor, there's an internal one.
You had a Teletubby.
Pinky Winky, la la. Dude, they stick this little coil into me to insert into the top of Kyson's head, in his skin.
Do we know if it was in the soft spot or no?
I have no idea. I don't know where they place it.
God.
And then there's a cord coming out of me now that is attached to the monitor that now has his heartbeat and heart rate, so they can like monitor him that way.
From his head.
From the top of his head. The way they put him on my chest, they're like drying him off, rubbing him, you know, getting him to scream, like rubbing his back, like suctioning him, doing all the things that they do normally. And this nurse comes over and is unscrewing this, what looks like a corkscrew.
We're trying to open him like a wine bottle.
Girl, I legit, that's what it looked like.
Is it thin?
I'm not even kidding to you. Yeah, it's very small. But when it's like 3 inches away from your face, getting pulled out of your kid's head, it looked fucking insane.
Was Trey freaking out? Were you freaking out?
I was freaking out. I was like, what the fuck is that?
Did he
what
know? Did Trey know? Did he see it?
I don't know. I don't know, to be honest. I think he might have. But the way it was like 3D for me, like coming out, I could have fucking licked it.
Mackenzie.
I'm not kidding, Bree. It was so like this. Traumatic.
Moscato.
Like it's like a battery.
Clear.
Oh, it was wild. Never in my 3 deliveries have I ever experienced, or 2 others, but third one's the charm.
I'm going to Google this.
Was insane.
Because I want to see it in real life.
You want to see it? Let's see if I can find it.
I need a real life, like, thing. A real life demonstration. No, not a demonstration.
For babies in womb. That attach to head? I don't know. I don't even know how to explain it. Internal fetal heart monitoring.
That sounds terrifying.
Internal fetal heart monitor.
That's so wild. That means I have a pulse on the top of my head.
Dude. It was a fucking trip. It was a trip. Where is it?
Look it up on TikTok. So I can see a video. Internal heart monitor thread?
I'll have to pull it up after, because I'm scared it's going to take away from the recording. But yeah. It was nuts. It was nuts. I didn't even have words. I was like, what? The next day, Allie came and brought us coffee. And the nurse was in, like, doing her, like, exam over him to give us the clear to discharge him. And I was like, can I ask you a question? They did this yesterday when I had him. And she was like, oh yeah. And I was like, what the fuck? She's like, I know it looks really bad, but it's really like, it's very superficial. It's like right on the surface of his head. She's like, it looks worse than it actually is. And I was like, that was traumatic. She's like, yeah. I was like, yeah.
I wish they could just put me under.
I mean, they can, but I hear that's a little traumatic, too.
Wait, they could put me under?
In, like, an emergency situation, yeah. Like, full anesthesia, they
just want to be asleep, and then wake up, I have a baby.
I feel like probably famous people could opt for that. I'm sure if you had the money for it.
Yeah, I got 12 bucks.
Just kidding.
Negative for that battery.
Negative 32. shit.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so they do all that. They finally get him screaming, and then they take him to go have him checked by the NICU team. So it was like a team of five.
Okay.
They take him to the little warmer, and they lay him down, and they're checking to make sure he didn't break his collarbone.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, so they, like, check him out, are looking at him. And then at that point, so now I'm, like, kind of, like, I'm trying to, like, watch them with him the whole time. But Trey's watching me, and I'm bleeding a lot, I guess.
Is anyone by you?
All my doctors are by me still, because I was bleeding, and they were, like, very concerned now. So now baby's good, but they're concerned with my bleeding, which was also another risk that I was warned about, is that basically your uterus doesn't shrink down fast enough after delivery with bigger babies, and they worry about you hemorrhaging, which is, like, bleeding out. So the doctor told me, like, we'll have bags of your blood, like, blood type, on hand at your delivery.
Do you know what blood type you are?
We do. It's in my wallet. I don't know. Like,
I have no idea.
Yeah, you should.
But, I should know.
Yeah, I'm sure you could call your doctor and ask. They might have that on record.
I didn't even got one of those. I said I have $12, Mackenzie.
Hit up Wiley. Be like, yo, SOS, what blood type am I? Can you help me with this?
He's like, O positive. Because that's, like, the universal one, I think.
Oh.
Maybe it's not.
I have no idea.
I don't know either. Okay, sorry.
No, you're fine. I should probably have that memorized. I should probably know Kendall's and Kyson's, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I should find that out. So, then they're, like, concerned about my bleeding. And they... One doctor doesn't seem very concerned, but the other doctor, she's like, I just really don't like how she's trickling. That's the word she kept using. I'm trickling. I don't know if this is, like, a doctor term or something.
Girl, that's pouring.
I don't know. But I know Trey just kept coming up to me, and he was like, are you feeling okay? Do you feel okay? And I was like, yeah, I feel fine. I'm just concerned about Kyson. Yeah, because he was seeing, from that perspective, how much blood I was losing. And he was like, you were losing a lot of blood. So I just kept wanting to make sure, like, you weren't about to pass out. And I was like, oh my gosh, okay. But they finally got my, like, bleeding and everything under control. And they just, like, had me watch it after, like, while I was in the hospital. But yeah, so then they, like, after everything gets all good and we're cleared, they get us cleaned up. They take out my epidural. They get me to get up and go to the bathroom. So I have, like, an hour of, like, skin to skin with the baby good. In the room, which was nice.
I feel like that's a long time.
Yeah. So they, like, give you an hour in the labor room, and then they take you to the postpartum.
Good.
So
and that's, like, where he's in the little thing next to you?
Mm-hmm.
Aww.
Yeah. So then they get us all, like, get ready, packed up, and they take us to our room, and we stayed there that night. Oh, another thing, during my labor, I had low blood pressure. My blood pressure got really low, so they had to give me medication for my low blood pressure.
What, did you feel like you were going to pass out?
No, but they kept coming in. I had one charge nurse in the morning when he took over, when he came on for his shift. He's like, hey, I just want to come lay eyes on you. Make sure your, like, eyes weren't rolling in the back of your head or anything. And you were, like, with us. I was like, oh, shit. Okay, is that what happens? Is that what I should be looking out for? He's like, yeah, if you get, like, really tired.
You're literally,
I'm looking at the back of my head. Yeah, so I had super low blood pressure that they had to put me on medication for. But then it got normal again. They said that sometimes happens from getting an epidural. It's like a side effect sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Because your body finally can, like, relax.
Yeah.
And so it relaxes too much.
Too relaxed, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you'll get low blood pressure from that. But it just was so interesting because I felt like my entire pregnancy, I had oddly low blood pressure compared to normal. Like, I normally have, like, normal blood pressure.
Right.
And then with the surrogate, I had very high blood pressure where I was hospitalized for it and put on blood pressure medication and for high blood pressure. And this time it was too low. So while I was in labor, I had to put on medication for low blood pressure. It was just real weird. My blood pressure just clearly doesn't know how to react when I'm in labor, I guess. And then, yeah. Then we spent the 24 hours in there. He passed all of his little, like, test things to go home, and we were discharged.
Dang.
Yeah.
I feel like Aiden was in there for a week, maybe?
Damn.
My sister got to go home, but he stayed.
Why?
I don't know.
Was he in the NICU?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's probably why.
But I think he was, like, 2 weeks early. So maybe a little tiny baby?
Maybe. Was he jaundice?
No, he came out blue.
They don't come out orange.
I don't know. They put him so that he came out, and I blacked out. And then I remember them, like, trying to, like, make him, like, they were, like, rubbing his back. I was like, yo, you're freaking yanking him.
Oh, dude, the way they, like, fling the babies around. It's like the place in Boston where they throw the fish in that market. You know what I'm talking about?
That's Seattle.
Oh, one of those places.
You know that one state where they, like, fling the fish around? Yeah. Mm-hmm. She was, like, rubbing him, and I was like, yo, you're going to take his layers of skin off. Like, his body's, like, he's just, like, laying on my sister, and I was like, no.
Yeah.
But he was not crying. So then they took him to the little, like, incubator thing where they're, like, wiping him, and they finally get him to cry. I have a video somewhere where it's just, like, silent, and you could just hear, like, chaos, and then you just hear him cry, and it's just, like, a relief.
Holy shit, yeah.
Because I don't – did you give birth at this one? The bigger one? Not the smaller one? Not community, but the other one?
Loma Linda?
Yep. Oh, I didn't know if you wanted
to. Oh, no, you're fine. Okay. You're fine. Yeah.
That was where my sister also gave birth. Yeah. And they, hold on. I just forgot what I was
talking. It's been a long day, guys.
What was I saying?
She delivered that at that hospital. He wasn't crying. They rubbed him a lot. They took him into the incubator. Fuck.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. I don't know what Loma Linda had to do with it. My sister gave birth. she gave birth.
Redoing all of our life.
Let me go back a few years. She gave birth, and that was, I don't know. I was going
to... It'll come back to you. But probably tonight at, like, 3 a.m.
They freaking, like, rubbed him crazy, and then they sent him to the little thing. Oh, no, that's what it was. Loma Linda doesn't let you record.
Oh, I don't think a lot of hospitals do anymore. Okay.
Yeah. Well, for the record, I did not. Allegedly. But I did. I have a video. But it was just, like... I
feel like people sneak them all the time.
Right. I didn't record, like, anything they were doing. Like, none of the doctors were in the video. It was just, I laid my phone down, and it was facing the ceiling, and then you could just hear him cry. Because my sister was like, get his first cry. And I was like, okay. And the doctors were like, no, recording. And I was like, well, I'm not listening to you, because she's mean right now. She is my boss.
Yeah. She said, fuck what you said.
She said, F the doctors. And I said, you got it, sis.
Yes, ma'am.
But that was crazy. It was kind of scary.
Yeah. Childbirth is, yeah. It's pretty wild.
Don't
you
want
got
it.
This.
You, I don't know.
You do. Once you, like, have the little baby grow in and you're like, I would do anything for this child. You will. The way you just become, like, someone else when you're in labor, too, like, you're literally like, I don't give a fuck, like, whatever, to get this baby here safely, I will go through.
I'm afraid of being mean.
Who gives a fuck?
I'm gonna be like, Carl, shut up!
That's right. Take me.
Oh, my gosh. Record Trey. So that he could be like, Brie, you got it.
Yeah.
Keep pushing.
The motivational. I'll coach Kyle on what to say, and then I'll record him saying it. So he's the person you want to hear, and he's saying what I know you want to hear.
There's spaghetti at home.
Yep, there it is.
Perfect.
All the Red Bulls you can think of afterwards.
Every flavor. Every flavor.
Yep. Every size.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so that was Kyson's delivery.
I'm glad
my birth story.
Y'all are both here.
I am too, honestly.
You did have a bruise on your hand for a really long time.
I did, yeah, I did, from that damn IV. Yeah, that was pretty gnarly. But yeah.
Did you get your bill? I want to know how much it is to have a baby. Like
$2,000.
No. The before insurance.
Oh. I will have to pull that up.
Yes, I want to know.
Yeah.
I want to say it's like $150,000.
Ooh, that's a good one. I don't know.
Let's guess. I'm going to go 173. Random.
Damn,
number.
Really?
Random number. It has to be up there. Right?
In other countries,
it's $0.
That's how it should be.
Why is an ibuprofen $75? I could buy
more like 125
models. For one ibuprofen?
Probably. I don't know. I'm just putting numbers out there.
I believe it. I believe it.
Let's see, billing.
I'm sticking with 173. I'm scared.
I'm kind of scared too. Oh, now.
Less? More?
Less.
Oh.
Significantly less.
58.
Less.
Oh.
32.
Why did I think it was so much to have a baby? Who's
itemized? Okay, so guess how much for anesthesia?
$3,000.
Oh, no. Double answer. $7,119. Labor room / delivery.
For the room,
mm-hmm.
for 24 hours, or more than, maybe like 48 hours, I'm going to go $10,000.
No, that's not even for like the room after. That's like the labor room I'm in.
Oh.
For the 10 hours I was laboring. $5,400.
Okay. Okay, okay. It's a very expensive hospital.
Laboratory? Is that to use the restroom?
That's a lavatory, I think.
With the V?
Laboratories or labs?
Are you sure? Okay, well, that was $1,400.
Oh my god.
Medical supplies and devices. You would think the most important part. Guess how much?
$300.
$3.94.
For the low battery?
No, laboratory and devices. Oh no, not laboratory. Sorry, medical / surgical supplies and devices.
They messed up.
$3.
Did you have to get sutured?
No.
Damn.
I know. Look at her showing off. Who is she? Stretched out beach. Getting a tissue ring down. That's the real trick. That's something you need sutures for. My God. Pharmacy, $1,400. Room and board, semi-private.
Oh, could there have been two people in your room?
I'm thinking this... No.
Like with a curtain?
No, there's no way. I don't know why it's semi-private. I have no idea.
Weird.
$16,512.
For recovery?
For 24 hours.
Send me home.
Yeah.
Send me home.
Yeah.
My bed's comfortabler.
Mm-hmm. So total, $32,026.74. That's fun.
That's what my... When they just took blood... When I went to the ER this last time, $2,700.
Insane.
That's just for you to like take it and run it.
Yeah.
Never.
Mm-mm.
Never. That's great. Why? What was $3? That's wild.
What did you just ask? $3? The $3 thing? I'm so confused. But I feel like their supplies should be more expensive. Right.
They used more than $3 of tape on your back.
Right. I'm sure the catheters they've used on me are more than that.
Maybe they meant $394.
It says $394.
We didn't see it.
I don't know.
We didn't see
but
it.
But yeah, so that was our experience. Overall, it was a great experience. I would do it again for him. Do I want to do it again? No.
Are you done having kids?
I think so.
I'm going to have to talk to Troy.
He's for sure. Oh, you ask him. He's like his next doctor's appointment. He's asking to get snipped.
Oh.
Yeah. He's like done. Mm-hmm. I know. It's hard. We make such like. I just love our babies.
Like two more.
Oh shit! No. Maybe one more. But I at this time no. If I could fully go like be home.
Like stay home mom.
If I could just fully work with Arbonne. Bring Trey home from work and the two of us like just be home raising kids flush with cash, I could probably convince him to have one more.
Dang.
Yeah. Yeah. But as of now, no, we're good.
I'm gonna message him and be like, listen, I don't know if I wanna do it, so can you guys have another one so I could just be auntie to three of you?
No, I'll just carry your kid for you. I'll just be a surrogate for you. I've done it before. I could do that again.
No, because I would literally hate myself if something happened to me. That would be my 13th reason. If I'm like, yeah, have my kid for me so I don't have to go through the pain, and then you, like, lose a limb.
I wouldn't lose a limb.
Your uterus falls out or
something. Well, that's okay, because I'm done having kids, so take it. Honestly, your kid could come out with it in his hand.
I got it.
Yep.
Mom, I got it.
Yep. Craziness. But yeah, that was it. I hope I didn't scar you from wanting to have children. It's really a beautiful experience. It's just, I did not realize all the things that could happen.
I think that if I don't know what the scariest part is. Epidural kind of scares me. I don't like things being in my body. We've gone over this. Like
From the jump of pregnancy, you're going to be fucked then.
I think with them like taking blood and giving shots and stuff, I think I've finally gotten okay with it enough to like, sure, poke me, prod me, whatever. But like the leaving the thing in my arm, that little thing, I don't know why my body's so scared of it. I can't move my arm if I wanted to. My body's like, no.
I was like that with Kendall. I was really like, it's weird though, because when like I went to go like hold him and stuff in the hospital, like I'm not thinking of that. When I was like pushing, the way I was like not wanting to do much with that hand.
Right.
But like when you're in the midst of like having to push that baby, or they're like, okay, mom, like we need to get him out now. And you're like, fuck, okay. Like you forget.
Do you have to have them in? Are they doing anything with it?
Well, no, but you don't want them to redo it every time.
No. I mean, like while you're pushing, are they administering stuff?
Your IV fluids. Yeah, I think you're constantly getting IVs.
Lame. But I think that is the scariest part of like things being in my body, and then not being able to, which I have to get an epidural. I'll lose my mind if I don't. But me not being able to feel like what's happening scares me.
No,
like,
you're gonna love it.
I don't know.
It might not be great in the beginning because you're just gonna be laying there like laboring. You're gonna feel great. So maybe if you had like the experience I had, where in the beginning with Kendall, like I felt all my contractions and that was brutal.
Maybe that'll kick me into be like, get it.
Yeah. Then the next time around when I had the surrogate, I felt zero. Like my epidural was pristine. It was administered perfectly. I didn't feel a thing. My anesthesiologist was great. It was put right where it needed to be because I didn't feel a single contraction once I got it. And I didn't feel anything with, like, delivering him.
Ugh.
Not a thing.
Which I know tattoos have nothing to do with labor. But I've had my leg numbed for one part of a tattoo. And just hearing the tattoo gun and then, just the pressure and the vibration I felt, but there was no pain, I did not like it.
Really?
I need to know what's going on. Like, I need to, if I'm hurting, great, something's happening. But if I'm just numb and my body's doing things without me being able to feel it, I feel like that's going to freak me out.
Well, maybe do the first one, no epidural, for as long as you can.
And more than one.
You just gonna have one kid and be done?
I think so.
Really?
I told Kyle, I said, can we have four? He goes, let's start with one. I said, and then what after one? He goes, then no more. I said, you're a jerk.
Then he's getting snipped.
I don't know. We'll
that was see. Trey after we had, like, right after we had Kendall and, like, leading up to it, he was like, yeah, one and done. One and done.
Really?
Yeah. And then I think after we lost, when I miscarried, I think that both for us realized, like, made us really realize, like, yeah, we want another one.
Yes.
And then we were both, like, content with two. And then now he's like, oh, absolutely not after two.
Dang.
I think if I was, like, a really good pregnant girl, like, I loved being pregnant, and I felt great, and I still was, like, super active and, like, wanting to do things, and I didn't have where I was, like,
throwing up.
Like, yeah, incapable of doing anything other than lie on the couch for 4 months. He might be open to it, but I think he hates seeing me miserable, and then he's also miserable because for 9 months he listens to me bitch about how miserable I am, which makes him miserable, which is totally understandable.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I couldn't imagine being around someone who's basically, like, chronically ill for 9 months.
Right.
Ugh. Vomiting, doesn't want to eat anything, like, barely wants to drink water, constantly complaining. Like, I couldn't imagine.
Mm-mm.
But yeah, the joy.
Mm.
I love it.
So excited one day. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm gonna call you and be like, hey, so I thought about it. Can you please just have it? Can you please just have it?
I will. You let me know.
Oh, gosh.
I'll do it.
I got $13.
I don't think that's going to cover the insurance needed for your child to be born.
You're right.
Gosh.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But I'm glad everything's okay. I'm glad he's okay.
Yeah, I'm glad too.
I hope his belly button clears up.
Yeah, I hope he gets rid of this little hernia. Yeah,
his little nickname's going to be Herny. When he's older, he's going to be like, Auntie Bree, why are you calling me Herny? I'm going to be like, little do you know, buddy.
You had a fucked belly. You trying to shit out your belly button. Give us all the damn heart attack.
You were so full of shit, kid.
You went out your belly button.
My eyelashes just went into my eye. Ew, that freaked me out.
Oh, man. Yeah. Good times. Good times.
You also had a battery head. Teletubby. Have you seen Futurama?
Damn.
That might have been, like, before, like, your time, I guess, because it was kind of before my time. But it's like it's a Bender is one of the guys. There's a guy and a girl. She has like one eyeball, I believe.
What?
And there's one robot and he has a little stick up here.
Oh, I think I've seen the previews for it.
It's like a cartoon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or like that Adult Swim one.
Yes.
That's him. With his little
yep. That was him coming out.
That's terrifying.
It was crazy.
So they put that in his head while he was still
inside
in your...
me, dude.
Okay, no. No.
No. I'm like, what did... Do you have, like, a fucking, like...
Like a port window?
Telescope?
Magnifying glass?
I don't know what to ask. Literally, that's what I feel like they had to have had to, like, see to his head inside of me. I'm like, damn!
No.
No, yeah, it was crazy. I would like to not have that ever happen again.
Did you know they were doing that?
No.
Okay.
They might have told me. I just don't remember. Again, I might have blacked out too. Yeah, fun times have y'all. Drop in the comments. Have y'all ever experienced this in any of your labor and deliveries?
A little battery thing.
Farmer House TikTok. These moms on TikTok, they fucking
they come ride
out the woodworks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got all the fucking advice.
Ask about the little battery thing.
Yeah, I'm for sure going to ask about the battery thing. I'm going to look it up on TikTok when I'm done.
Oh, no.
This was a fun chat. This was a fun yap.
I don't know. I don't know if it was. I'm sweaty. My feet are numb.
My feet are pretty numb, too, to be honest right now. My kneecaps, I know they're going to be They're going to scream when I unfold my legs right now.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Well, I hope you guys all have a great rest of your week, and I hope I didn't scar anyone from wanting to have children.
Or if you're about to be in labor in the next couple weeks, you're going to do great.
Maybe just don't listen to this episode yet. I'm telling them after the fact. Right.
We should put like a trigger warning, birth craziness.
Crazy birth story.
Mm-mm.
Oh. Well,
have a good delivery.
Good luck. I'm just kidding. You're going to do great if you are going to have a baby soon. I promise you. I have two sisters that are about to have their children. Two sister-in-laws.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, did you think I was talking about Cass?
Yeah.
Oh, no, sorry.
I was about to pee my pants.
No, she's getting married. She's doing things the right way.
Can't relate.
Well, are you going to get pregnant and have a kid before?
I don't know. I don't know.
We just see where the wind takes us,
right,
you know?
Right. Oh, my gosh.
Well, we'll catch you guys next week. Maybe it'll be about Bree's traumatic story about something.
I'll think of something. I have a lot of this.
Oh, goody. Oh, man.
Good grief.
Bye.
Bye.